The Trump administration is taking steps to reverse California's Clean Air Act, which allows the state to seek waivers enabling it to set stricter emissions standards than federal requirements. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced that three of these waivers have now been sent for congressional review, saying they not only make vehicles more expensive, but also raise prices on transported goods and increase the cost of living for American families across the country. Congress will have the opportunity, through the Congressional Review Act, to make that waiver go away. Zeldin said, California's waivers collectively mandate that by 2035, all of the state's new passenger vehicle sales, as well as 40% of semi-tractor sales and 75% of all other truck classes, are zero-emission models. Additionally, all heavy-duty trucks must cut emissions 90% below current standards by 2027, extend engine warranties, and are subject to revamped testing procedures. California's rules have also been adopted by 12 other states and Washington, D.C., which together comprise nearly half of America's new light-duty vehicle and over a quarter of its heavy-duty vehicle market. A request for another waiver, which would have required large trucking companies and drayage operations to use only zero-emission vehicles by between 2035 to 2042, was ultimately rescinded following President Donald Trump's election. Former EPA Administrator Michael Regan, who led the agency from under President Joe Biden, has defended the implemented measures as being essential for reducing pollution and combating climate change. Meanwhile, Zeldin says his agency is sending these waivers to Congress because the prior administration did not when they were first enacted, accusing Biden's EPA of not following the law by failing to do so, and adding this prevented lawmakers from evaluating regulations that impact vehicle costs and the broader economy. The prior Biden-Harris EPA issued a waiver to California for tailpipe emissions. This was a rule that should have been submitted to Congress. We will submit it to Congress, Zeldin said. However, because of how California's emission standards have been interpreted from a legislative standpoint, the Biden administration may not have actually been under any obligation to seek input from Congress. A report by the Congressional Review Service from August 2024 states Clean Air Act waivers do not fall under the Congressional Review Act, as they are considered adjudicatory orders rather than outright rules. A 2023 Government Accountability Office opinion also reaffirmed waivers granted by the EPA to California are not subject to Congressional Review Act requirements. Although lawmakers do retain the ability to review such decisions through hearings, reports, and potential legislative actions. Congress will now have a 60-day window to review California's standards, during which time it can pass a joint resolution of disapproval invalidating them. If there are enough votes in Congress to reverse the waivers, a new administration could not reinstate them. Once a rule is struck down through the Congressional Review Act, a government agency also cannot establish the same rule or a similar one. Reviving a rule voted down by Congress can only be done through legislation approved by Congress.